This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Vishwakarma Yojana is a roadmap to utilize thousands of years old skills to develop India. Addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Swavalambai Ground in Wardha, Mr. Modi appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. The PM said that over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries were provided with the modern machinery and toolkits in order to increase the productivity of traditional occupation. He also informed about the benefits of loan scheme, which provides a loan of 3 lakh rupees. In the last 1 year, loans worth 1400 crore rupees were disbursed to the beneficiaries. The Prime Minister launched two schemes of the Government of Maharashtra, which includes Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Center for free skill development training of youths and Punyashlok Ahilya Devi Holkar Women Startup Scheme for helping women-led startups to become self-reliant. During the program, PM laid the foundation of PM Mitra Textile Park, which will be set up in Amravati district of West Vidarbha and will be spread across 1,000 hectares. This project is expected to create 100,000 employment opportunities and will attract an investment of over 10,000 crore rupees. Vishwakarma loan benefits to 18 beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma scheme were distributed through checks at the hands of Prime Minister at the venue. President Draupadi Murmu graced and addressed the centenary celebrations of the ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, NISA, today at Namkum in Ranchi. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said that ICAR, NISA has made an unparalleled contribution in achieving lag production in the country. This institute has not only efficiently carried out research and development work related to agriculture, but has also ensured that such research reaches on the ground. The president said Jharkhand produces 55% lakh production of the country. The president stressed to promote agriculture-based industry to increase income of farmers. President Murmu advised scientists to aware farmers about secondary agriculture. She said ICAR could play effective role in this regard. The president said farmers' income will be increased after training of processing unit to farmers. President Murmu said use of waste material by farmers will also help them to financial strengthening. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today asserted that the Narendra Modi government has brought politics of performance, accountability and last-mile delivery in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi about achievements of his ministry, Mr. Nadda said that the government has taken a big decision to expand Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana by including all aged 70 and above people, irrespective of their socio-economic status. He said it is aimed at benefiting 6 crore senior citizens and about 4.5 crore households with 5 lakh rupees free health insurance. The minister highlighted several welfare measures taken by the government in the last 100 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government has decided to approve Naxalism and the idea of Naxalism from the country before March 2026. Mr. Shah stated this while interacting with around 55 victims of Naxalite violence from Chhattisgarh at his residence in New Delhi today. He said that the centre has been successful in ending Naxalism in the entire country except for 4 districts of Bastar. Mr. Shah also appealed to Naxals to give up violence, lay down arms and surrender. He said that if Naxals don't listen to his appeal to give up violence, then the government will soon launch an all-out operation against them. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has filed a second charge sheet in connection with the NEET UG 2024 question paper leak and theft case before the designated CBI court in Patna against 6 accused. The charge sheet has been submitted under various provisions of the Indian Penal Code. And in cricket, India were 33 for 2 in their second innings against Bangladesh on the second day of the opening test at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. Bangladesh were all out for a partly 149 in their first innings as they trailed India by a massive 227 runs on the second day of the game today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.